Many groups are hoping that Pope Francis's visit to the U.S. will help bring about some kind of policy change for their cause. For immigration activists, one Norristown woman has become the face of the movement, urging the pontiff to speak loudly in favor of reform. WHYY's Laura Benshoff has the story.
Pilar Molina is speaking to a crowd outside of York County Prison, where her husband Israel Resendez was held for 5 months.
Yo iba a la iglesia católica todos los martes.
I would go to the Catholic Church every Tuesday. I cried. I poured my heart out. I asked God to hear me and release my husband.
She urges the gathering of 100 or so women not to lose their faith if their loved ones are locked up too. The women, holding banners and wearing comfortable walking shoes, are marchers. They've come from all over the country to make a 100-mile pilgrimage from York, Pennsylvania, to Washington, D.C., coinciding with the Pope's address to Congress. They hope Pope Francis, who's implored European Catholics to take in Syrian refugees, will pressure American legislators on immigration policy. Molina, who was born in Mexico, didn't set out to be an activist.
My mother brought me here when I was 7 years old. And I actually live in California for about a year, and then I came here in Norristown, and this is where I grew up.
In many ways, her story exemplifies the 700,000 or so dreamers living in the U.S. That's the name for people who enter the country as minors and who qualify for temporary status through an executive action called Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA. Even though dreamers can get a driver's license and work legally, their two-year status is tenuous.
It's just the future seems so uncertain right now. Everyone's talking so much, but they're not doing anything.
That message was driven home last year when Resendez was arrested after a regular day at the tortilla shop and grocery store they own in Norristown.
A lot of people are cooperating with ICE, unfortunately, and they're saying who's been in and out, who's been deported before, and they're just pointing the finger.
She says her husband was not arrested for breaking local laws. Instead, he was picked up for being in the U.S. after having been stopped trying to cross the border back in 2013. In the following weeks, Molina tried everything she could to get him released.
What didn't I do? We did vigils. Like I told you, I got arrested. We made phone calls. You know, we started doing a lot of things.
After 5 months, Resendez was let go on bail, but not until after Molina petitioned the court that her daughter's mental health was being jeopardized. The 10-year-old had become suicidal. The event radicalized Molina, and her lobbying put her in front of a lot of local activist groups. Those groups, such as Philadelphia-based Juntos, have added her story to a chorus of immigrant voices calling for change and opportunity. In York, women from across the U.S. gathered to carry their stories directly to lawmakers, and perhaps the Pope. Marcher Maria Orozco arrived from Chicago and is pushing her 4-year-old daughter Jocelyn in a stroller for the entire 100 miles. She knows exactly what she'd say to Pope Francis if given the chance.
Talk to Barack Obama, talk to the Congress, and let them know that we are good people. We are here to work. We are working. We are raising this country too. This country needs immigrant people, and we need this country, so...
As for Molina, she won't be completing the walk like Orozco. She'd been selected to appear before Congress the very next day. When I checked in after her speech, she seemed tired and not overly optimistic.
I mean, I told them my story. Some of them were moved, you know. But I guess, I don't know. You can never tell with those people.
Francis will be the first sitting pope to address that very same tough audience. For WHYY, I'm Laura Benshoff.